The post of United States Ambassador to Prague has gone unfilled since the start of 2009, when the previous George Bush-appointed ambassador was recalled. Now it appears the job will remain vacant for even longer, after the Obama administration's choice for envoy to the Czech Republic was rejected in the US Senate. Ian Willoughby reports.
The term of the last American ambassador to Prague, Richard Graeber, ended on January 20, 2009, when Barack Obama became president. Since that time, the Grand U.S. Ambassador's residence in the Czech capital has been without an occupant. Journalist Daniel Anish, who was formerly based in Washington, says the continued failure to fill the post represents an unpleasant situation in relations between the two countries.
And it's kind of symbolical. You can take it as a symbolical that there is no ambassador in Prague. On one level, there are technical issues because he was not approved by Senate twice already. But you can hear more often and often that it's strange that such an ally as Czech Republic doesn't have an ambassador.
Efforts have been made to fill the position. Billionaire businessman Mark Nathanson had been in the frame, but was reported this January to have had problems getting the required security clearance. Then, at the end of June, the matter appeared to have been resolved, with the announcement that Norman Eisen would be coming to the Czech capital. Mr. Eisen is a lawyer who's advised President Obama on ethical matters, and at the time much was made of his Central European roots. His nomination seemed to be the proverbial shoe-in. However, it hit a major bump in the road on Thursday, when Republican Chuck Grassley, with whom Mr. Eisen had previously clashed, blocked the appointment in the Senate. But all is not lost as regards Mr. Eisen's nomination. Senator Grassley's veto may be overridden, says Daniel Anish.
This hold could be removed, and then maybe at the end of this year, after the recess, when the Senate will be back, they could try to approve him again. Or there is another possibility that, if I'm not wrong, that the administration could approve Mr. Eisen in the recess time. So there is still a chance that till the end of this year, Mr. Eisen could be approved.
It would seem then that the position of U.S. ambassador to Prague will remain vacant until at least January, 2 years after the previous American envoy went home.
That report was by Ian Willoughby.